homosexual stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states, fairy queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests, are not the safe, familiar, heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals, because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. For us, too much is not enough. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. We shall rewrite history, history filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall be victorious because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age. We too are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Have you heard or read this article before? Why not?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
how to store and sort all your photos.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? Rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, I just want to address some of the things that were brought up from yesterday's show, and the questions were, well, what are our marching orders? Well, let me tell you this, Christian, don't ever ask a man for spiritual advice in the sense of what only the Holy Ghost can give you. What are you called to do? That's the good question, okay? And that's the question that you have to ask yourself. But I can find it in Luke 19:10. I can find it in Mark 16:15. I can even go to the end of Matthew. I just read the whole chapter over the last 3 days. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe painstakingly all things whatsoever I have commanded you, not suggestions, commandments. And lo, I am always with you, even unto the end of the world. When it comes to the common sensities concerning the topic of yesterday and highlighting Ilhan Omar and her treasonous acts, along with the governor and the attorney general, do understand that this is just not an isolated case, which just happens to be in the state of Minnesota alone. This is happening across the boards. Well, when I look at the Constitution, what are my marching orders? Well, I'm not to put up with crime. Justice guards our liberty. Therefore, if I'm the law, I have to bring the justice and judgment. That is our wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6. Okay, so you shouldn't necessarily be asking me what it is that you're called to do. I'm fighting here locally and nationally. As you all the well know, friends, I just got back from Arkansas, did a bunch of events there. I literally was used by the Lord to blanket that state. A week later, I was in Pensacola, Florida, doing an event with Alex Newman and Kurt Bowers, okay? A week after that, I was at a statewide event in Michigan. That was number 52 over the last 3 years that I've been there as the Lord used me to blanket that state. Then a week later, I'm in Austin, and then I'm in Houston doing in studio with Mike Adams. Folks, nobody's telling me what to do. I'm led of the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14. And if I'm led, which by the way, the word means driven, guess what I'm doing? I'm about the work of the Lord's hands as he orders my steps and establishes my thoughts. So you need to seek the face of the Lord so he can give you your marching orders. Cool? Got that one out of the way. Had another one come at me. Well, that one wasn't necessarily coming at me, but this person came back after they forgot that law that actually condemns their crime. Well, we were talking yesterday about how love fulfills the law. We first love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, right? That's the first. The second is namely like unto this. We're to love our neighbors as ourselves. And what did the Lord say in Matthew 22:37? He said, on both these hang the law and the prophets. And remember, Jesus didn't come to abrogate or to do away with God's law. He came to magnify it and to lift it up. Isaiah 42:21, thinking of Psalm 40:7, 8:10 of Hebrews, 10:7 of Hebrews. Also thinking about Matthew 5:17 and Romans 3:31, where we're to establish the law by faith. Okay. Well, this person said, I want you to listen to this. Wow. This whole thing is like taking, of truth and just wrenching it on it as hard as you can until your hands hurt, just mangling it and deforming it so it no longer represents anything true. defacing completely every single verse quoted. Forget hermeneutical. Let's just make it all up and say whatever we want it to mean. No, just because you don't understand doesn't mean that we're not speaking in a language that's fruitful and edifying to those that are taking heed to it. If I go into China and I have a conversation with someone in China, just because I don't understand what he's saying doesn't make it so that he's not saying anything at all. You have a carnal mind, make distinction. John 3:6, make distinction between the spiritual man and the carnal man. This individual obviously is born not of the Spirit of God, but is still a reprobate and abandoned to his sin. Furthermore, when you look at the Word of God, it tells us that the carnal mind is at enmity with the things of the Spirit. And it's also those that are born of the flesh that persecuted those that were born of the Spirit of God. And that's exactly how this comes across. Folks, I want to make clear, this is where people get messed up because of the modern day heresies, Galatians 1:8 in the American church today. They've been taught a modern gospel. It's not repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I mean, forget about the persecutions. Forget about the mockings and the scoffings. Forget about the trials and the tribulations. Do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? Nope, that is completely on its face when it comes to what the Americans in the Church of the Apostates have taken heed to. And it's what I get to deal with constantly. Now, this is what I want you to understand. Make distinction between moral law that Christ is never obligated. The Lord fulfilled it in Christ. Okay. The New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament. Make distinction in understanding this as well. God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. This is where people get messed up. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. I've actually seen them in Colorado. And what you're going to notice out there is when you see these windy roads going around these particular mountains, you're going to notice that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. The fact of the matter is a concern committee, as they call it, got together and said that we needed to remedy the problem. You know how they remedied the problem? They put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. That is America's version of love today. They wait for the destruction to take place. They go ahead and heal up everybody's boo-boos through the bureaucracies that are making millions of dollars off their ignorance because they don't understand. No. Which one is love? The one that removes the law or the one that upholds the law so you don't go over the end of the cliff? Make distinction, friends, because most people do not make the distinction, okay? Is it love if I was to just go ahead, let's say there's a four-way corner up at the end of my road and they removed all the stop signs and my kids are out there playing in the middle of the street? Would that be love for me not to say anything to my children? Or would it be love for me to go to warn them concerning the issues and the dangers that they are now experiencing unbeknownst to them? Well, Psalm 19:11 tells us, by them thy servant is warned. Hey friends, God's love always is prevention is better than cure. It's better than cure, prevention is. Oh my goodness. How much time I spent doing high school assemblies showing kids. Can you imagine this? Like showing a picture of a guy dying from AIDS and his whole face is black and he looks literally, he's just decaying and deteriorating because he's dying of disease. Can you imagine taking that billboard and putting it up on a sign and warning the kids before they go out and act out in a promiscuous way? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
We're welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighton Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrightonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined
love
by the mainstream
fulfills
media.
The
instead,
law.
The
it does not remove it. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Think,
also,
Americans, think.
Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCMTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face
do consider keeping us out there, folks. SonsLibertyMedia.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty today. Go to SonsLibertyMedia.com and become a son or daughter of liberty. Right up on SonsLibertyMedia.com, you'll find it right there. Go. We should be right back up in just a moment. These are brand new, and they are available. Orders go out tomorrow. Well, actually, it's the 4th of July tomorrow. They will go out on...
or your retirement.
What is it?
With gold
Friday?
And silver.
Yep, they'll go out on Friday. And you'll have them within
3 to 5 days.
One that
stands out from the rest.
Promise, saith
so
the USPS.
Genesis Gold Group now at
we'll be right back up in just a second
gold.
Here.
That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
If you don't mind, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, please do. Thank you. Just brought this back to my remembrance. The Holy Ghost did. And I do want to go over here really quick and show you. Just got picked up in Colorado. We are going to be out there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over there and you will see our schedule. We're going to be at Cortez, Colorado, Saturday, July 27th at 6 to 9 p.m. We're also looking to get another date from that area, maybe even in New Mexico. But again, we have these dates up and coming. We also have the Minnesota State Fair coming. That is 12 days of an opportunity to reach out to over 3 million people that actually walk through the streets of the Minnesota State Fair. We're going to be at the grandstand on the east end. You'll see our billboards out there. With that said, friends, if you'd like to volunteer, please do. August 22nd to September 2nd. And if you'd like to volunteer, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And furthermore, if you're in the Colorado area, I know that they're talking about doing a billboard campaign out there. We're also looking to do some in-studio stuff with Kelly Turner out there. And in the process, folks, we will make it the most of it if more opportunities open up in that area in Cortez. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to SOL Radio Live and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Cool? Just wanted to make clear. Read Acts 4:12. Read 1 Timothy 11:1. Read Acts 2:38. Also read Acts, did I say 4:12? Yep, John 14:6. 1 Timothy 2:5. You get it. That's who we follow here, friends. Let me go back to this comment that this man was making or this individual was making. It's interesting how they love to just take crack shots at me. He said, wow, this whole thing is like taking of truth is what he said, and just wrenching on it as hard as you can until your hands hurt. Well, listen, if I'm scripturally unsound, then guess what? Then you need to turn the channel. But if I'm making scripture references and you haven't taken the time to read them, then don't complain about what you don't understand. And first of all, when you read 1 Corinthians 2:14, we can clearly see that Jesus himself taught in the natural that you might understand what he's teaching in the spiritual. So when I'm talking about certain issues and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost starts bringing these to my remembrance, that's what the Bible says he does. He brings all things to remembrance, and the scripture comes up with a word of knowledge, then take the time to go read it and put it into context as to what we were talking about, because I can rest assured, friends, that it is sound. The word sound, Webster's 1828, means without error, okay? And we're to keep all doctrine sound. And we do that by bringing forth the word line upon line, precept upon precept, and we're going to continuously do that. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about and just cover really quick is the fact that love fulfills the law. It does not remove it. Well, some will say, well, love covers a multitude of sins, or mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Yes, both of those belong to the repentant when they take heed to the fact that they are the ones that violated God's moral law. They were the ones that deserved the judgment that Christ took upon himself on the cross of Calvary for us. It was not our blood. It was not our life. It was the life of the Son of God who died that we might live. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:10. Okay, so he did everything, and we receive everything from him by faith. We receive the fruits thereof, okay? Just want to make clear everybody understands that. But I want to make clear too, folks, we don't remove the law because we love. We uphold the law because we love. Hey, folks, me upholding the law in this country under God, establishing his government, doesn't it make sense that thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven? How's it going to be done if I'm not establishing his government on this earth? Well, that's what our forefathers did over 250 years ago, and here we are today. We're their posterity, and we're supposed to follow the example that they set before us in Hebrews 13:7. Is that right? Well, when we uphold the law against crime, guess what that is? That's a mercy to the innocent. Do we do that because we hate the innocent? Or do we do that because we love the innocent? We magnify the law against all crimes because we love God. We love our brothers and sisters, doing unto them as they would have them do unto us. Read Romans 13, the whole chapter. Love worketh no ill to its neighbor. It owes them the truth, right? And we do to them what they want us, we would have them do unto us. But if we do that and we uphold the law, friends, that is a demonstration of love, a heart of love, because every true Christian has that in his heart. Because they're born of the Spirit of God, they've been born again. And as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, which comes to my aid, all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And what do? We put off the old man and we put on the new man as we follow Christ. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 11:1, it's interesting to note that Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I say the same thing here. Ending my point, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Just the opposite, folks. Just the opposite. And what's happened in this country is people have taken on the opposite. For example, they talk much of love and they know nothing of it. They suggest that love overlooks the sins of the guilty that haven't repented, when in fact that is not love at all. It's hate. Read Leviticus 19:17. You know, I hear it all the time. Let's just talk about the sodomite agenda, because that's what this appertains or pertains to, concerning they forgot that the law, or the love that fulfills the law, also condemns their abominable pride. It's interesting how many people say that they have somebody that they know that's gay and they love them. And I say, well, do you give them the word of the Lord and saying that it's an abomination? Leviticus 18:22. No, I'm trying to win them to Jesus. That's a different gospel. You don't love that person. What happens if that person, between now and the next time you see that person, let's say they're in some mysterious accident and they lose their life? You know, they're going to look at you one day and they're going to say, you didn't love me enough to tell me the truth. Hey, folks, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Watch out. Watch out. And Jesus said that he was hated for his love. And if you look at King David in Psalm 109, verse 5, he also said the same thing, that he was hated for his love. And no wonder why the world today is trying to put light, darkness for light and light for darkness, so on and so forth. Evil for good and good for evil. I want to say this, friends, and we're going to go on to the next point. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination unto the Lord. And next time you want to take a shot, at least have enough courage to do it when I'm here. I really get sick and tired of these little cowards who want to go ahead and take shots at me at live on live chat, or they want to go ahead and leave a message to me later on because they didn't have the intestinal fortitude to actually stand up and man up. Hey, folks, that's what this is about. It's about bringing it to the table and getting the record set straight again. So let's go on to the next point. There's a lot to talk about here. Here, listen, just let's cross examine a couple of these things. Deuteronomy 28:24. Put it up to what the pilots are now testifying concerning Bill Gates. Folks, you have enough on Bill Gates and the likes of all those bad guys that you're waiting to set the next narrative so they can assail you again. You have enough crimes on them long ago to bring forth justice. But if you're going to stand back and you're going to allow the types of these monsters, these creeps is what they are. They're devils incarnate. Read John 8:44 and then read John 10:10 and tell me that's not the fruit of these criminals. But Bill Gates has been doing this nonsense for a long, long time. Pilots are now testifying that Bill Gates is carpet bombing cities with chemtrails. Of course he is. Because they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Also wanted to highlight this as well. Judicial Watch, okay? Tom Fenton's organization out of D.C. Minnesota's Increased Teachers of Color Act will devote millions to help on racial minorities. Anybody understand how this works yet? Isn't it interesting if it's a white on black, right? A cop enforcing the law against the blacks. Isn't it interesting how it makes national news? But if it's a black on white, it doesn't make any news. They just go ahead and suppress it, or they just ignore it, right? Yeah, because it doesn't fit the narrative. See, what they want to do is they want to keep driving a wedge concerning that of people of color. Hey, black people, listen to me carefully. White people, listen to me carefully. Asian people, listen to me carefully. Whatever other colors there may be out there, I want you to all understand this one thing. We're all on the color scale. We're all on the color scale. Did you all get that? Just want to make clear, white people are on the color scale just like black people are on the color scale, just like everybody in between. They're all on the color scale. Did you get that? You know, all nations are one blood. We all bleed red. Acts 17:26. Did you get that? Hey folks, Jesus came not to die for our skin, but to save our souls, not our skin. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. A place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer, from July 28th through the 30th, join Christians United for Israel at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV, we've connected the world. We're like a makeover show for your brain.
BBS Radio TV.
We should be back up in just
free,
a second here, guys.
Content from A to Z. We don't limit the content, and we won't limit your opinions. You get to decide what's right, what you like, and then live with it. How do you like them apples?
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for hanging over with us, folks. Okay, I just want to... Tim's sending me something over right now, and he's wanting me to take a look at it. So it looks like it is... Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily believe that. I'm not going to even bring that up on the air. I don't believe none of... You know, some of that stuff is just... too far-fetched. It's too it's way out there. And are people that idolatrous? Absolutely. No, we are going to be live, friends, talking and responding to my friends on live chat. You're more important than that, okay? Unless I'm traveling, that's the only time you ever get a replay. I was just highlighting this during the last break. Minnesota's Increased Teachers of Color Act, okay? You all understand that Trotsky, who was a military head under the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, he's now in hell where he belongs. He ate the fruit of his own ways. He made war with God, and he lost, just like everybody else that has gone down that road. Though it's not the Lord's good pleasure that anybody perishes, it's their call, okay? And they responded to their own will rather than the Lord's will, and they are now receiving the just recompense. But I want you to understand that Trotsky said back in the 20s and the 30s that to basically use the card of racism, it doesn't exist. It's a man-made devilish device. It really is, to divide people. Jesus said in Mark 3:25, a house divided against itself will not stand. Who drives the narrative of black and white or people of color or religions? Who pits them together more than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians? You have to answer the question. Nobody does. Absolutely nobody does. So when you see this, Minnesota's Increased Teachers of Color Act, you know what they're doing? They're browbeating people. Do you notice that when you look at commercials today, they're using people of color and they're one-sided in the use of people of color? What are they doing? They're inciting the other side. to those that play the game, to those that are caught up concerning the division that man is making, that the devil means to make. Not that the Lord has made, because as I said during the end of the last break, that all nations are one blood. Matter of fact, if you go over to Malachi 2:10, what does it say? Have we not all one Father? That applies to all of us on the planet, guys. Hath not one God created all of us? Yes, he has. Then he asks, why do we deal treacherously, unfaithfully, every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Why are you getting... Hey, folks, if the Lord wants to make people of color, it's for his pleasure. And it should be for ours, too. But when you see this kind of nonsense, the Minnesota's Increased Teachers of Color Act, that is about as biased as it gets. This right here... Increased Teachers of Color Act is exactly what government has been pushing. That means let's get rid of the white people and give the jobs to the black people. Who's advocating for that? Isn't it interesting how what they do is they put a people in a group. They get you to believe that they're in a minority. They get you to believe that somehow or another that they're an oppressed people, and in many cases they are. And then what they do is they put them in the victim position, and then they give them jobs where they're dominant over the people that the government accuses of actually putting into the position that they were in prior to them receiving them jobs. So in other words, then they have this entitlement attitude that somebody owes it to them to be put into that position. Baloney. It's not that, hey folks, I spent time with Andrew Young, Sam Kyle, Roger Wilkins, all those that were around Martin Luther King Jr. And folks, I'm here to tell you, they were just as cool to me as anybody ever has been. These are the guys that were on the front line during the civil rights movement. And wasn't the guy that they were walking with, that prophet of God, acknowledged as the prophet of God, that has been slandered by the FBI? And many of you people don't take the time to know the difference concerning the truth of the matter when it came to Martin Luther King Jr. But isn't it interesting that he's the one that said, we're to be judged, not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. Well, they want to rid all of that. Who's advocating this? It's against the law. Who's playing the bias card more than the government is? Nobody is. Why, people, you are the government, are you tolerating your representatives to continuously drive a wedge between you and the color of people? Do not fall into that pit, friends. Do not fall into that pit. Folks, I'm all over the country. Every month we're somewhere different. I see people of color, all sorts of colors, and everybody's getting along just A-okay until the mainstream media fuels another lying propaganda narrative. Micah 6:16. There's no truth in these people. John 8:44. And I want to tell all of you that are promulgating the lie because you say you're just doing your job. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies, the Bible says, he shall perish. He absolutely shall perish, and rightfully so. Hey, folks, people need to understand that there is a righteous indignation when it comes to justice, and God put that within our being. He teaches us to judge because that is our wisdom. Matter of fact, if you look at 7:24 of John, what does it say? There's a righteous judgment. We are to judge righteously between that which is right and that which is wrong. Ezekiel 44:23 comes to my aid. Oh my goodness, it teaches us to judge, but not to the color of their skin, but by the content of their characters. My goodness, people, let's think about what we're taking in. Shut your televisions off, please, for your own sake. Okay, so let's get into this. This is where I want to go. You guys all know who Celine Dion is, right? The singer? Remember, she's the one that pretty much made the soundtrack. Just like so many other movies back in the 90s. I mean, I think of Jaws. It was the score. It was the soundtrack that made that movie in many ways. You look at Braveheart, it was the soundtrack. It was the content as well. It was premised on a true story. So was the Titanic. And I'm getting there in just a moment. But it was the score that really made that movie. What about Dances with Wolves? Remember that movie back in the 90s? It was the score that really made that movie. If you think about that movie, Dances with Wolves, by the way, what is the story premised on? A man that turns traitor to his own people. It is the story of Judas. People didn't love the movie because of the storyline. They loved the movie because of the score, the music. Well, let's go up to the Titanic. Well, you go to the Titanic. What made the movie so huge? The score. The Titanic music is really what helped elevate that movie to the degree that it was elevated. Because the whole storyline, for the most part, is premised on a lie. Much of the content throughout that movie was premised on events that had nothing to do with April 12th, 1914. Had nothing to do with it whatsoever. It was the music. You know, it's interesting now that I'm thinking of that. Socrates said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. But isn't it interesting that when you think of the musicians, because the Bible, you know, when it talks about Satan himself and he was a beautiful angel and who he was in heaven and, you know, the head of praise and worship in so many words. And you can go over to Isaiah 14 when you get a moment, but you can see what he wanted to do right away. He wanted to remove the Lord and he wanted to sit in his place. Read Isaiah 14, the whole chapter. Isn't that what the musicians today do? Yeah, it is. They become so idolized by the people that they become, in their minds, God. Now, the headline of the show today is what it looks like when one crosses the lines. Folks, when you look at those that are advocating for the sodomite lifestyle, I told the American people long ago it wasn't going to stop there. I'm going to bring Celine Dion in here just for a moment so you can understand what it looks like when the Lord said, you've gone too far now, okay? And what the fruit of that lifestyle is and making those choices and acting like you're God in the place of the Lord, the living God. But what I want you to think about is I just want you to kind of sit back for a moment and just think about, you know what? Here, forget that. I'm sorry. I'm going to go to the next point. I'm just going to go to Celine Dion. I want you to see. Yeah. I'm just getting a couple thoughts in the process, folks. Okay. Those that advocate the sodomite agenda, the Lord calls it an abomination. I've told the people 100 times over that it's not going to stop there because you're dealing with the people that are at war with God. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And that's exactly what the history of these people has been. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Read Jude 1:7. Lord said, if you do it again, that was set forth an example to those that should afterward live ungodly. If you want to go ahead and test your steel, don't do it with me. If you look at Amos 4:1, the people give it a green light concerning the sodomite agenda. The Lord said, that's the last move. Prepare to meet your God. That's where America is today. Did they stop with just men coming out of the closet, as they say? Nope. Just like I said, they wouldn't. They're abominable. They're incarnate devils is what they are. They're warring against their creator. Read Romans 1:26. Okay, did it stop there? Nope. Then they said they wanted to marry each other. Had nothing to do with it. Never in the history of mankind did they do it. Yep, they did it. And then you had the Supreme Court come in and cross the line of the erected wall, barring the state from doing what they did and taking upon themselves and saying, hey, listen, two men can get married and two women can get married. Nonsense. Never in the history of America. That's called daring the justice of God. And rest assured, you're going to get a response. That's just inevitable. It's going to happen. You're going to see it more and more because the Lord is not going to leave himself without witness. Okay. Did it stop there? Nope. Now they're talking about non-binary. Okay. They're now talking about letting kids decide what they are rather than reverting back to the Lord that already made that decision, Genesis 5:2. Nope. They want to take it upon themselves. And the state now wants to play God because the people aren't holding them or reining them in and holding them accountable to their true position. Okay. I'm going to come back. I'm going to show the video of Celine Dion, who is one of those that wanted to go ahead and make a commercial concerning unisex and binary gender. Oh, my goodness. Look at her now. You reap what you sow. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already
nasty,
supporting our work
nasty,
as a son or daughter of liberty,
wicked,
we cannot say thank
wicked
you
woman.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters
wicked
like you.
Together, woman.
We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with
that's
us,
that's not what I'm looking for.
We ask you today
fully
to
been on this site of 50,000 times over, and I'm trying to find it for you, right? Okay, oh, here it is, here it is, right, there it is. This is the educational channel, folks. Educational
like
channel.
My name is Apache Davis, and I'm
addressing as many issues as we possibly can constitutionally and biblically. Go ahead and subscribe to this channel and search the articles, and I think you're going to fall in love with them if you're hungry for the truth. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's what this is all about. Cool.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect
you're in Texas,
our
huh? If you are Mega Mate, I was just there. Oh my goodness, liberty, why would anybody want to live there?
All we do is made possible
it's
by the
hot.
Generosity of faithful
it is hot.
Like you.
Arizona's hot too, but it's got a lot of swimming pools, right?
Of this country,
I love California.
So
I love the coast. Florida or California, love them both.
We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty.
I love the country overall. But as far as terrain goes and what I'd prefer, it wouldn't be Texas. No offense.
Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, let's go to the schedule. Just want to show you guys one more time. We're going to be in Colorado, Cortez, Colorado, Saturday, July 27th.
I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter yeah. of Liberty
yeah.
and Sons of Liberty.
Mega Maid, I'm checking in right now on live chat.
Thank
yeah.
you.
We were just there a week and a half ago. Oh, my goodness. If it wasn't raining, it was just boiling. And then we drove from Austin to Houston to do that in studio with Mike Adams. That was pretty crazy, too. But yeah, teach their own, right?
And I've searched for years for a partner that should
we're going to be in Cortez, Colorado, Saturday, July 27th, 6 to 9 p.m.
How easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to
this is crazy what I'm going to show you.
That stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Okay, so we're just going to get to this. I want you to listen to me carefully, okay? When you go to Exodus 20, I believe it's 22, forgive me. Exodus 22, it's interesting where it talks about if you were to touch the fatherless in verse 22. It says, if you shall afflict the fatherless children, talking about widows and strangers and so on and so forth. I don't mean to withhold those. I'm just bringing it into context concerning what we're highlighting here. He said, if you afflict them in any wise and they cry out unto me, I will surely hear their cry and my wrath shall wax hot and I will kill you with the sword. How many times have I made reference to the fact that when you look through the Old Testament and the New Testament, you see nowhere anybody dare looking at children the wrong way? How come it's not in the Torah? Because it was forbidden. The people during that time walked in the fear of the Lord and departing from iniquity. That's how much they loved the Lord. They wanted to walk in the light of his countenance. They were so grateful for what he did as a type of Christ crucified through the blood of the Lamb that was put upon the heads of their lintels. That was the sacrifice to redeem them out from Egypt concerning the children of Israel. And then to give unto them by the Lord, as unto the children of Israel, God's children, God's fighter, which Christians are today, the Israel of God, to possess the land. Okay? You find it nowhere. And then when you go to the New Testament, it's interesting how the Lord said, as he takes a child and he says, a child is the model of heaven. Who would want to attack that child? The Bible even tells us where Jesus said that the angels of these children behold the face of their father. That's how nigh the Lord is unto the little ones. Isn't it interesting what the sodomites, not just in America, but throughout the world, mean to go after? Did you know that their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late? Did you also know, I want to give you this so you can hear it. There's lines with the Lord. You can cross the lines. I have a friend that is a lot of friends in the military, the police, so on and so forth, the police force, state troopers, the list goes on. And I'm saying that for the very reason that I have a friend over in Anoka County who is an investigator, and he had told me this years ago. I don't know why he did. Now I do understand, unsolicited like. He said to me, he goes, you know what, pedophiles, I didn't even know what they were because I came out of the rock and roll world. That was a no-go zone. Never even heard of that stuff there. It wasn't tolerated in the rock and roll scene. But the church accepts it, and that's where they're guilty of it. Whoa! That's why we call them the children of the apostates. But isn't it interesting that he said to me, never turn your back on a pedophile. He said they're the nicest people in the world to your face, but if you turn your back onto them, watch out. Yeah, but what happens when you turn your face towards them and let them know I'm not going to put up with you? It's called vigilante justice, and we're seeing more of this today because daddies that I know won't tolerate none of that nonsense. Okay? Well, Celine Dion, speaking of the Titanic and the one that actually was a huge part of that score, the music that was played during that movie and that production, it's interesting that she, for those that don't know, she is an arrogant, wicked, I can't overemphasize wicked woman. She's arrogant to no end. She doesn't understand what it means in Luke 17, where it says it were better for him to take a millstone and hang it upon their neck and cast themselves into the sea rather than they should offend one of these little ones. I'm going to go to an outlet. This is a sodomite outlet, and I want you to watch this commercial that they're going to play for you. But they're pleased that Celine Dion came out with binary gender. They just make this stuff up as they go with a new unisex line of baby and kids clothing. Check this out. This man is a sodomite, and then I'm going to show you her state today.
Dion, my idol, is about to disrupt binary gender with a new unisex line of clothing for babies and kids called Celine New in a partnership with kids' fashion brand New. How ironic. This new style liberates children from the traditional roles of
liberates.
Boy or girl by using more neutral colors and, because it's Celine Dion, a lot of glitter. Celine believes this will enable younger people to develop and thrive on values of equality and freedom and mutual respect. All right, that's all for this
equality
week.
Equality and freedom to go after the children and use them as an example for their own agenda. Here, I'm going to show you the commercial really quick with Celine. Celine Dion, sorry. Kind of goes together, right? Hey, Steph. I was going to see if I could get my wife in on this one. Stephanie. Oh, I can't. I'm going to go to this commercial really quick, and I want you to check it out. This is Celine Dion, and I want you to see the commercial promoting her non-binary clothes. That's what they call them. Okay? She's wicked.
It's okay, it's okay. I'm Celine Dion. Our children, they are not really our children, as we are all just links in a never-ending chain that is life. For us, they are everything. But in reality, we are only a fraction of their universe. I can't believe they called security. I'm not spending the night in jail. Holy shit.
Ah.
Easy. I'm Celine Dion.
Yeah, girl, and I'm Beyonce.
I'm calling my agent.
Okay, so you've seen what she was promoting here, right? And she's using the little kids. as the example or as the stooges for her new line. I want you to see her state today. And it reminds me of anybody else that goes down this road. I can't use other words. I can't overemphasize how wicked this woman is and how arrogant she is. Okay, so when one casts the word of God behind themselves, they despise their souls. Proverbs 13:13, right? Well, she didn't just do that. She just ignored the Lord, his word, and said, let me take over. This is how arrogant she is, just like her father, the devil. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mountain of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's 14:13 of Isaiah. Now, let's see what she's doing today. How's that working out for her? Just tell me, somebody, please. You know what she reminds me of? She reminds me of, speaking of that movie Braveheart, which is premised on a true story. Remember the king who was so wicked he was overtaken and possessed? This is her today. Now you can say, well, some disease just took her over. Well, you might want to read the Bible, because that's what the Lord said he would do. Okay? She is a possessed woman who gave herself over to the position that she is in today. She gave herself over to this. Okay, here's another one. Does this sound like someone just having a hard time, or does this sound like someone that has a demonic possession attempting to take over? She's given herself over to it, friends. It's what she's done.
Good. Just leave that there. Grab that, the towel.
Yep.
So we can support her head.
Well, how's that working out for her today? Bradley, you almost sound like you're rejoicing. No, not at all. But what I am saying is, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. When you give yourself over to the enemy in such a fashion, and you cross the lines, you are going to reap what you sow. Well, that's quite a different Celine Dion, isn't it, friends, from the one that we just seen a couple minutes ago making a prey of the children? Look at her. Now she's growling and groaning. She's possessed is what she is. Wow, that's completely different than what I just seen a couple minutes ago. She's groaning. She's going into seizures. Boy, guys, isn't that incredible? I think we're seeing a manifestation in part of what hell is going to look like for people that choose to do such things. This is incredible. When I seen it, I said, this isn't normal. This reminds me of Mark 9:22, where the devil threw him into the fire or into the water or tried to kill him. Or what about the Syrophoenician woman who said that her daughter was possessed of a devil? I mean, folks, very real. Call it what you will, but hold to the word in the process of doing just that, folks. She's demonically possessed and filled, and now she's paying the piper. Sad to say, people, love warns.